Well, brethren, so grateful again to be here on this last feast day. It's truly a blessing to be able to come together and praise God on this holy convocation. Today we find ourselves at the completion of another milestone in God's spiritual calendar. We gather together, unified in our faith, seeking truth, and preparing ourselves for the return of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, which is why these holy days are so important. The title of today's message is Beyond the Days of Unleavened Bread. Beyond the Days of Unleavened Bread. Brethren, over the last few weeks, we've listened to numerous messages that help us to appreciate the significance of this festival. These 7 days serve as a reminder that we need to go further than just physically avoiding leaven. They encourage us to embrace the spiritual journey of being guided by Christ in us, which is represented by the unleavened bread that we take in. It should be clear that this is a lifelong journey of maturing, of refining our personalities, our character, and becoming like Christ. Of course, brethren, this sounds easier than it really is. We are constantly being tested over and over again. The world consistently presents us with pressures, with competing priorities, an ongoing demand, which is why it is essential that we seek God and we support each other. But here's the good news, brethren. We are not without guidance. God provides us a Bible that continuously guides us through this journey. He gives us instructions for overcoming this worldly pressure that we feel every day and to sustain the spiritual transformation that we see symbolically in these 7 days of unleavened bread. Friend, let's turn to Romans chapter 12 and verse 2. Romans chapter 12 and verse 2. In Romans chapter 12 and verse 2, Paul moves from outlining God's mercy to highlighting his impact on how we live. In his first 11 chapters, he discusses God's calling, justification, redemption. But then in chapter 12, he encourages the need for action, demonstrating that God's mercy leads to true change in our lives. In Romans chapter 12, verse 2, Paul says, "And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Brethren, in this single verse, Paul reveals a path to a life that truly honors God. He outlines a 3-step process of resistance, renewal, and results. Today, as we move beyond the last days of unleavened bread, I want us to consider this verse that serves for both as a shield and a blueprint for our ongoing spiritual transformation. Brethren, the first step that we read here in this verse is resistance. We must resist the ways of this world. Paul begins with a command: do not be conformed to this world. This word conform describes an outward shaping. Much like pouring liquid wax into a mold, the wax simply takes the shape of whatever container it's in. The world is constantly trying to pour us into a mold. It tries to redefine family, marriage, and even gender. This is just a few items. They try to silence the truth by labeling biblical teachings as hateful or obsolete. And if you don't think this can happen here, consider our next door neighbor in Canada. They recently passed Bill C-9, called the Combating Hate Act, which makes it illegal. Certain biblical scriptures that they deem as hate are illegal, and you can get arrested. Brethren, we are living in a culture that wants us to conform. And if we are not careful, if we become passive, if we let our guard down, we will eventually be molded in their image. But God has called us to be a peculiar people. And he clearly has something to say about conforming to this world. We are warned throughout Scripture that we must resist. Brethren, please turn with me to 1 John chapter 2 and verse 15. 1 John 2, 15. This verse is a direct warning. It's a warning for all of us that the space in our hearts and minds must be controlled. We cannot be consumed by the world's systems and remain filled with the Father's love at the same time. In other words, we cannot serve both God and mammon. In John, 1 John chapter 2, verse 15, it says, "Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but it is of the world. And the world is passing away, and the lust of it. But he who does the will of God abides forever." Brethren, resistance is not accidental. It just can't be. It must be intentional. Conformity happens naturally without effort. Resistance does not. It requires effort and a consistent discipline on our part. If we are passive, the world will shape us without our consent. And that is why Paul's command is so clear. Do not be conformed. We must be deliberate with our daily choices. Just like the choice we make during the 7 days to avoid leaven. To resist means that we must guard what influences our thinking, what we accept as normal, and what we allow to shape our lives. We must remember that we are called to live in the world, but we are not of the world. Let me be clear, resistance alone is not enough. We've heard it in the message before. God does not simply call us away from the world. He calls us to be transformed into his mold, into the image of God. Which brings me to the second step of the verse, which is renewal. If we only focus on the outside, trying to change our behavior on our own, we are still just touching the surface. In this verse, Paul offers a better way. He says, be transformed. And so the question that needs to be asked is, how is it that we can be transformed? Well, Paul tells us that it happens by the renewing of our minds. Brethren, where the mind goes, so does the body. The mind is the control center of our bodies. Our actions follow our thoughts. And if we want to change our lives, we must change the information source. We must replace the lies of the culture with the truth of the Creator. Let's turn to Psalm chapter 1 and verse 1. Psalm 1:1. We sang this hymn for Psalm 1:1 earlier today. And this verse provides the information source we need to transform our minds. While the world does what they think is right in their own eyes, the psalmist provides instruction for a life rooted in something eternal. Psalm 1:1 says, "Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of the sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper." Brethren, while the culture withers away, we see it happening before our eyes, under the weight of our shifting morals, the man who meditates on the word has stability. He is not tossed around by cultural trends. He has vitality and is constantly refreshed by the living waters of God's Spirit. He is productive and he brings forth fruit in its season, reflected in his life, his family, and his character. So many scriptures make it clear that the renewing of our mind is not just a one-time event at baptism, nor is it a seven-day event during the Feast of Unleavened Bread. It must be our daily focus. It is a lifelong spiritual journey that we are on. The influences we allow in our lives shapes our thinking, our attitudes, and our choices. The books, the movies, the music, even the podcasts we consume all influence our thoughts. Is it any coincidence that while we live in a world drowning in media content, our culture seems to drift further and further away from God? Brethren, what should be clear to us is that when we submit our minds to God through prayer, through study and meditation and obedience, his Spirit begins to reorder our priorities. This is transformation. It is a spiritual renewal of the self. God is not refining the old man. He is molding a new one in his image and character. And it is this renewed mind that leads directly to the final step Paul describes in this next verse, or in this verse, when we recognize, when we embrace, and we walk confidently in the will of God, we see results. And results is the reason why behind the resistance and the renewal, that we may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Brethren, many people spend their entire lives seeking purpose. Paul tells us the answer is not found through guesswork, emotion, or worldly wisdom, but through a renewed mind. When our thinking is aligned with God's word, we begin to discern with clarity. We learn that God's will is good and that it leads to eternal life and glory, that it is acceptable and pleasing and brings peace to the soul, that it is perfect and complete, and it doesn't need to be supplemented by worldly wisdom or vain philosophies. We are reminded in Proverbs 3, verse 5, to trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct our paths. Brethren, when we trust God with our whole heart, he leads us to something that we can experience personally in our own lives. Psalm 34:8 tells us, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. Brethren, we are invited to taste and see. This is an invitation to experience the goodness of God's will for ourselves. Not just to know it, but to live it and love it. This is the outcome of a transformed mind. Not confusion, but direction. Not uncertainty, but confidence. When we resist the world and renew the mind, the result is that we truly taste and see that the Lord God is good. And in doing so, we walk faithfully with God, like all of the faithful followers that have come before us. Brethren, as we close this message, let us remember that this spiritual journey that we live here is one day at a time. The world never stops pressing, and so we must never stop pursuing God's truth. We are called to resist, to guard our minds, and to refuse to be shaped by the values, the priorities, and the pressures of this world. We cannot afford to be passive. Resistance must be a conscious daily choice. We are called to be renewed, to submit our minds to the Spirit of Christ in us, so we can be transformed from the inside out. Through prayer, study, meditation, and obedience to God's word, he reshapes our thinking, he realigns our desires, and he forms the new man within us. And when we resist the world and renew the mind, we experience the results: clarity instead of confusion, direction instead of uncertainty, and confidence on our journey to the kingdom of God. And as we do, we will not only know God's will, but we will also live it. Brethren, our transformation happens when we resist the world and renew our thinking. The result will be that we will walk confidently in his good, acceptable, and perfect will as we move beyond the days of unleavened bread.